This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Vanessa and Harvey and Chuck and Newberg and Ron in South Dakota. Say, Manny, why when we have a caller from South Dakota, do we just put South Dakota on like it's one whole state they're representing, unlike the town? Do they not want to tell you where they're from? Are they kind of coy about that?
They never want to specify what state.
They just say South Dakota, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of generic.
You know?
We'll find out where this South Dakota fellow's from. But there's a lot of places in South Dakota. So, Galen and Bismarck, Addie and Standing Rock, all in queue to weigh in on what's on your mind. Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol will join us at the bottom of the hour. And he'll recap the events of the week and look forward as well. Keep those folks in your prayers. I tell you, when you think about hundreds. I don't know the number because they keep this confidential, but certainly in the turn of the 104 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, there has to be north of 1,000 different members of law enforcement from different agencies all across the country. In addition to, you know, the local police department and the sheriff's highway patrol, the National Guard that have been part of this effort, keep them in your thoughts and prayers this Thanksgiving week. We need them on that wall. We want them on that wall. And they are the line of defense between complete anarchy and, you know, rule of law. They're the ones that stand up and defend that. And the garbage they have to put up with, I tell you, I'm just ashamed. Ashamed. I'm going to play some of the commentary from Dave Archibald from the propaganda piece that K-Fire TV's peddled out yesterday. I have a montage of the actual questions I'm going to play here in a little bit. And then we have some of the answers. Now, I text Chairman Archibald, you know, regularly. Okay, we put an email request. We ask for never. You think they're going to come here and actually answer a question that might be a tad bit uncomfortable? Things like, well, let's see. If you hadn't burned the bridge, maybe the bridge would be operational that you're now complaining is closed. Just a novel concept. There was water? Protesters got wet? Well, that was from a fire hose putting out a fire that your protesters started, Mr. Chairman. So maybe talk to them on the front end, and then this doesn't have to happen. I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe I've been dropped on my head. Did you call me crazy, Todd?
Why, she told me to.
Yeah. If that makes me crazy, I'm fine with it. I'm okay being crazy. Anyway. Todd's here to keep me sane. Without Todd, I'm like a rudderless ship.
Who's here to keep me sane?
Rudderless ship. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And speaking of which, that's a lot of what this is about. This isn't about water at Standing Rock. This isn't about a route of a pipeline. This is about eco-terrorists who loathe, hate, disdain, want to stop anything to do with fossil fuels. And this started with our friends in coal. The war on coal is real. And we have people that we call neighbors that get up to work every day. They pull coal out of the ground. They send it over to a power plant. They ship power on a line all throughout North Dakota, all throughout the upper Midwest. Reliable, affordable energy. That's their job. That's it. They're in their business of creating. And for that, they get called everything in the book. And coincidentally, we have the cleanest air, according to the American Lung Association, of anywhere in the United States, or top five or whatever it is. I mean, all that happens because of what they do. But they need allies. They need us to stand up for them. So please do. SecureEnergyFuture.org. To your calls after my conversation with Senator Doug Erickson, who represents the 42nd Legislative District of Washington State. Senator Erickson, thanks for joining us on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Tell me what led you to introduce in the legislature there in Washington a bill concerning punishment for those that engage in economic terrorism.
Well, a lot of things you were just talking about right there. Fascinating to hear your show this morning. Appreciate what you just had to say. First and foremost, I just want to stress that nothing in the legislation we're introducing limits a person's right to protest, to assembly, to petition the government. But there's nothing in the Constitution that gives you the right to harm another person, to harm another person's property, or to prevent a person from engaging in lawful employment in our country. And that is specifically what the bill is targeted at. Those groups and organizations that fund these protests are on the hook in my legislation for treble damages. And it also says you don't have the right to go out there and block a person from being able to go to work in the morning to refine oil or smelt aluminum or go to a sawmill, those types of activities.
The bill would create a new crime of economic terrorism. So define that for me. What is economic terrorism? What are the tools of their trade?
Well, it's a lot of things you were just talking about, whether it's the destruction of property, crossing onto private property to burn equipment, blocking railroad tracks. Let me give you an example. In 1994, the federal government passed a bill with regards to health clinics, basically abortion clinics, saying you have a right to protest an abortion clinic, but you cannot physically prohibit a person from entering the clinic. And we just basically take that and apply it to many of the other activities. You see people blocking trucks, blocking trains, attempting to block the pipeline in your region of the country by going onto private property. So those are the things that we are targeting the bill to become a felony, and also to target the groups that are organizing the people to go out and do unconstitutional things, which is to violate my rights granted to me in the Constitution.
What do you think if this was on books today, the difference it would make in some of these things we've seen, whether that's at Ferguson with the whole Black Lives Matter thing, which you've seen out in your part of the world protesting the election of Donald Trump, what we're seeing with the eco-terrorism that's happening here? What difference will it make?
Well, let me give you an example from out here in Washington State. We just had a group of people who put their tents and camped out on the railroad tracks for over a week to prohibit a railroad port of Olympia from being able to ship product back to the Midwest for fracking operations. You know, so my legislation would target that specifically, saying you have a right to protest that train. You don't have a right to prevent people from conducting interstate commerce by blocking the railroad tracks. So in theory, my legislation would have gotten those people off those tracks a lot sooner. The punishment would be more severe. And we could also go after the organization that funded them to be there for treble damages caused to the people whose livelihood is being put in jeopardy by these acts.
Do you think it would dissuade some folks to say, "Oh, a felony"? In other words, I don't know who makes up these crowds. I know a lot of them are paid. I know a lot of them wish to be arrested. I'm wondering if you think it would be a deterrent. I mean, does the notch up to a felony rather than just get arrested, misdemeanor, back out, do it all over again? A felony all of a sudden, you think make these people think twice?
I think it would. I mean, it is definitely a much higher crime than a misdemeanor. When you actually say it's a felony, it has much bigger repercussions, you know, on your record going long term. Felony conviction is much more intense than a misdemeanor conviction on an activity. And just like they did with the health clinics at the federal level, you know, you can allow greater time in jail, up to 18 months, for blocking access to a health care facility. Those types of things can be applied. It doesn't say it has to be applied, but it's another tool to be able to go out there and prevent these activities from happening. Again, just to stress, you know, if you want to protest, protest all you want. You know, that is fine. But you cannot stop another person from engaging in legal activity. That's unconstitutional. You do not have a constitutional right to stop me from exercising my constitutional rights. And so that's, I think, where the separation is with regards to what's happening. We're getting a lot of feedback from all over the country on this bill. A lot of people angry. A lot of people think it's a shot at their First Amendment rights, which it is not. So we're going to keep pushing forward on this. I think it's important, particularly as we start with the new administration working on more ways to expand domestic energy production. I think we're going to see a lot more of these types of activities, not a lot less.
No question about it. I mean, and they were successful in the Keystone XL pipeline, so it's a new cottage industry. So they're attempting everything they possibly can and go to the extreme levels. Now, I hear some people say, well, civil disobedience, we have a long history in the United States. So, look what happened in Little Rock. Look what happened, Selma. Let's not disregard civil disobedience as a tool to affect change. What do you say to those folks?
Well, a couple of examples. So the ACLU out here in Washington tried to use the bus boycott in the South and the lunch counter sit-in protests in the South as examples that would be illegal under my bill, and that's completely false. I think those were excellent forms of protest based upon a person's constitutional, civil, and American rights to be able to do what they were doing. They were not breaking any laws. Boycott is not breaking a law. Going to a lunch counter is not breaking a law. So those things would not be impacted at all by my legislation. It's just it's tailored and crafted to go after those people who are funding, paying for people to go out there and disrupt our energy infrastructure. And that's really what the target of this legislation is.
Well, I'm glad you did it, and I'm glad that it's creating a buzz so we can have a conversation. I hope. Have you heard from any North Dakota legislators to say, hey, can I take a look at your legislation there? We're going to do the same thing?
Not yet. You know, we just came out with this last week, and a busy time of the year for folks, and a lot of people are getting ready to head back to Washington, D.C., you know, to help out the administration. So we'll see what happens if we can get some help. But it's a big issue. And again, I just want to stress, I've been following your situation out there pretty closely. You know, nothing in this says that you're not going to go through a proper process to build a pipeline. You're not going to go through, you know, the permitting process. You're going to go through and identify grounds where you don't want the pipeline to go. All those things are going to happen, which is what happened in your situation. So, again,
that's
what makes constitutional right.
That's what makes this all the more bizarre, because all that did happen. And as Obama appointed judges twice, you know, concurred with, yet this still happens. So pretty amazing, and a big reason for your bill. Thank you, Senator. Good job. More after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This soybean minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa wheat scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Becky, and I quit smoking, but I waited until after I got severe lung disease to do it. Since then, I've had 7 chest tubes, 2 surgeries, 1 collapsed lung, and now I'm chained to this oxygen tank for the rest of my life. My tip is, quitting can be hard, but living with lung disease is harder.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Yep, you're basically right on all this as far as these people are just coming from everywhere. But the really sad part, and it goes back to 2008, where you have people who don't pay attention, who don't care. The American public that supports this type of action supports Barack Obama and his type of action, and having a clue to have taken the time to find out what any of this is even really about. Go back to Hollywood, do whatever.
Yeah.
Leave us alone. Bye.
leave us alone. Speaking, I assume, for the Hollywood actors here and everything else, I think there's a lot of people here that care and are engaged and get this. I really do. And certainly our listeners are among the most informed ever. We love them. That's why this conversation is informed opinion, right? You're not just shooting from the hip. Are there people out there that are uninformed? Absolutely. But take that on yourself. Never expect the media to do it. In fact, quite the opposite. The media is responsible for dumbing down people that pay attention to it. And I'll give you Exhibit A, okay? Because yesterday I was just furious about this. Dave Archambault, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, who absolutely 100% ought to be criminally responsible for much of the economic damage and the peril that people have been put in because of what he's done here. And you heard Governor Dalrymple tell us on this program, he told him, in other words, Chairman Archambault said to Governor Dalrymple, I don't have control. He admitted it. I don't have control. And continues to feel this fire, okay? We repeatedly offered him a podium here, platform, place to come on and have a dialogue. Doesn't do it. The reason he doesn't do it is he's got K-Fire TV following him around like little lackeys, like a press agents for him. Yesterday, they do an interview after this awful event that went from 6:30 Sunday night well into yesterday. They're near 24 hours of this insanity. And listen to the really, really tough, hard-hitting questions about all this they ask. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Talk with us a little bit about kind of your version of what happened last night at the Backwater Bridge. Do you have any reports of anyone that was injured from last night? And so do you know the reason why this started? And as far as some of the drone video, so do you have any drone video that might show anything as far as Energy Transfer Partners already starting to bore underneath the waterway? Is there anything you can comment on that?
Was suspicion that they might be starting the bore part of what happened last night?
And is there anything else that you want to add about in regards to what happened last night at the Backwater Bridge before we go off Facebook Live?
Why this started?
I can't even,
really?
Can't even make it up. That's embarrassing. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had 100 journalism professors from around the country going through that, they would cry. They would shriek in horror over that. By the way, yesterday, Donald Trump put out his first 100-day plan, and news media wouldn't air it because there wasn't a journalist in the room. They do that for Obama all the time, but they're not going to do it for Trump. But they wouldn't put it out there. They wouldn't use it because there wasn't a journalist in the room. Well, there wasn't a journalist in the room at this either. Just two people who evidently are going, yes or no, sir. It's embarrassing. His answers are worse, of course. Now, why they haven't been addressed, in other words, I would take those then if I were KFIRE TV, a little reporter girl, a little reporter boy, and say, okay, here's what he said. Now, what do you say, Mr. Sheriff? Mr. Lieutenant of the Highway Patrol, Mr. Governor, nothing. Crickets. It's incredible. All right, enough of me. I want to hear more of you. What's on your mind? Chuck in Newburgh. Go.
What's on your mind?
Chuck
in Newburgh.
Okay, so tell Chuck he needs to turn his radio down. Galen and Bismarck, we're going to get you a medic. Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling just fine.
Okay, good. I just heard you. Had a little coughing spasm there. Now it sounds good. Go ahead. You're up. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I'm just pulling my truck over here, so I'm not going to cause an accident. Okay.
Don't get an accident. I don't want to be responsible for that now, Galen. You be safe.
I pulled over and I'd parked. Anyway, I disagree with your calls this morning. And, yes, your gentleman from the West Coast who called in about legislation goes along with my call in yesterday regarding holding those accountable. In other words, arrest warrants for they're contributing to the crimes that are being committed. Some are doing it financially. Some are doing it by their orders, by letting criminals camp on public land where you or I would be kicked off.
Yep.
Arrest warrants for Dave Archambault, for president, the high-ranking people in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, for letting those people be there, those criminals. I can't believe it. But regarding Hillary Clinton, investigation, to me, that's not top. I'm sure it'll end up coming, if not from the president, from the legislature, but you'd also said about three things. Each one of these has a lot of information, but law and order is what I hope President-elect Trump deals with. Also, immigration. term limits. And I like the thing about lobbyists are not going to be working in his administration if they're going to become lobbyists within 5 years after leaving.
And a lifetime ban on working for some foreign government. Isn't that great?
Man, exactly.
You're not gonna profit being in an administration than going somewhere else. All good points, Galen. Really appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Larry and Wishick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. And like in a couple of weeks, they're going to be starting the basketball season. And I was like, kind of concerned about teams that are going to be traveling to, like, the towns down there. Is there going to be any, like, with the protesters out, is it going to be safe for kids to be on the bus?
It's a good question. I mean, all questions we got to ask. I've heard a lot, and I mean a lot of people hearing about protests planned around schools. Law enforcement's aware of it. Who knows? This is their game. This is their game. This is what terrorists do. They bounce around and surprise you and pop up and don't follow any rules. That's what eco-terrorists do. They're terrorizers. They're running riots. So it's a good question, Larry. I'm with you. Vanessa and Harvey, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm calling with regard to your earlier questions about or comments about the reporting, and I agree it's been completely abysmal. I heard you talk about the woman firing at the police officers the day it happened, and then I watched two newscasts that night, and they said not a word about it. And I think that's a big deal. And so I was beginning to question if it happened until I saw that she was arraigned or whatever a few days later. So I appreciate you guys getting those back. But that being said, I just want to ask you guys also to be sure and make sure you fact-check. Couple weeks ago, there was a post about Common Core on Facebook, and Todd Mitchell commented that Common Core is dead in North Dakota, and that really, really frustrates me because it's so not.
Well, that was an opinion by Todd, though, right? So, there's a difference between fact-checking and an opinion, and what we do is often offer our opinions. That's what we're here to do. Now, I happen to believe we have informed opinions and can back up what we say and why we believe what we believe. But that's different than, were shots fired by a woman at police officers, right? When we report on that, that's common sense, and I don't know why the others aren't doing it. Chuck and Newberg, let's get you in here quickly. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. About 30, 40 years ago, my dad gave me he said, you need to watch this. It's called the Clinton Chronicles. And don't know where to get it anymore. I don't know where mine is at, but it just talks about all the people that went missing during their, during their administration.
Yeah, I remember. That was kind of the whole Vince Foster thing and a lot of others, that the names you didn't know. Are you suggesting that that should be investigated now that there's a Republican administration? I don't know. Thanks, Chuck.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Parker from Wilson, North Dakota. My comment today is about the Hillary Clinton prosecution. I understand that everybody is getting upset because it's something that he promised, but I do believe he's going to do it, but it comes in due time. I just think he's got a lot more things on his plate. What he's doing right now is he's trying to shed the attention off on something different. He's going to let everybody know that his agenda is going to start with what he wants it to start with, and then he's going to slam her in the future. But as of right now, if he tries to prosecute her, he's going to start a war. So what he wants to do is get started with his agenda. After his agenda is going, then he will start the prosecution, and I believe that that's what's going to happen. So everybody, I believe, needs to settle down just a little bit, because Hillary Clinton will end up where she belongs, and that's behind bars. Thanks.
I appreciate the call. I think there's strategy there. I don't disagree with you at all. I really do. And I wouldn't get too revved up about all this. I think it's smart. And I think there's, you know, the art of the deal. Read the art of the deal. And then every time the mainstream media tells you what's happening, read it again. All right. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, will join us in just a moment. Addie from Standing Rock's been waiting a while to get in here. Addie, I don't have a lot of time, but I always appreciate hearing from you. So give me your best minute on what's on your mind today.
Well, I was just going to suggest that we start looking at the bigger picture to understand this protest, because it has been it's been given a new label, by the way, by a veteran. He calls it an FUBAR.
I'm familiar with that acronym. You don't need to spell it out, because Todd kind of likes having a license. So.
I had to look it up. But you know, it's exactly what the description fits the protest. One of the things that you need to look at is you've got some infiltrators here, because I think it's not Soros paid plants, because the true Indian people do not have this. I mean, they don't have the mentality to do what is happening. And then also you've got this actress, Jane Fonda, whom is called Hanoi Jane, knew nothing about that, and she's coming over to provide the Thanksgiving dinner for the encampment, and the veterans don't want her here.
I don't blame him.
I'm veterans. I don't know anything about it, but a very vicious caller called me and blamed me for inviting her here. I had no idea, and they called her Hanoi Jane. I knew nothing about Hanoi Jane until I looked it up. See, so I think that you really need to look at the bigger picture, because there is a. Can you imagine the audacity of the tribal chairman holding a meeting in the sacred halls of the people's tribal council chambers, giving the floor to the movie stars? I mean, these pedophiles, I mean, Hollywood is just filled with a lot of evil. And according to Elijah Wood, I put him on my Facebook, And he is allowing the people, I don't know who this Ezra Miller is, but he's quoted as saying, it seems like there's a real possibility here, you know, to build a real powerful movement, says Ezra Miller. And then also
they are using the Standing Rock Sioux tribe to build that powerful movement. Hollywood stars and eco-terrorists and everything else. And I appreciate so much what you're saying, Andy, when you talk about this is not the Indian people. This is not their way. This is look at the bigger picture. Look who's coming in here to co-opt this, to use the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. And it, by the way, it's not just happening here. Similar occurrences of this kind of tactic at 200 different reservations around the country. So we need to pay very close attention to it. As usual, you're very wise. We've invited Addy to come on for a full hour, and we're working on getting that scheduled, sooner rather than later. So thanks for the wise words today, as always, and we'll chat again. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol, is with us. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Lieutenant Iverson, thanks for joining us, and a special word of thanks to you, all the folks from law enforcement, National Guard, government officials that are part of this effort in its 104th day today as we head into Thanksgiving week. So just want you to know we appreciate what you're doing day in and day out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott, for having me on. I appreciate those kind words and the opportunity to come on and make sure that we are getting the facts out to the public so they are informed.
Tell us what happened from your perspective. We talked yesterday to Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, who walked through this, sort of in the big picture from a tactical, law enforcement standpoint, what happened and what kind of response was required, because it's been described as the most aggressive yet from the protesters, the terrorists, the rioters. What happened?
Well, basically, there's a couple different stories out there on behalf of the rioters, one being that they just simply wanted to clean up the bridge and correct the wrongdoings of starting the vehicles on fire. Come on now. Do not insult my intelligence like that. We know. We can see through that. Citizens of North Dakota can see through that. Their intent was to breach the law enforcement line. That creates extreme danger. They removed that vehicle. Now what are they going to do next? Start removing that razor wire, start removing the jersey barriers that are there, not to mention the large number of riders that flanked us to the east and to the west. And we're making their ways around behind us. That was their intent. It's obvious that they are to breach the line. That puts law enforcement in a very dangerous situation when they get across. Now we have to ask ourselves, okay, now what's their intent after they breach the line? I don't know about you, but I don't want to find that out myself. I don't want to be back there when that happens. So we hold the line. And that's what it is expected of us, is to do our job. We are law enforcement officers there to do precisely what the citizens of North Dakota expect us to do, and that's what we'll continue doing. Yes, a multitude of resources were utilized that evening to deal with the agitators, to deal with the violent ones, and for crowd dispersal, to get them off the bridge and to remove them from the area and quit committing crimes. You cannot commit a crime for the sake of your cause. That makes no sense.
Dave Archambault, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, was a part of a video that was put out by KFIRE TV, asked a few questions about this. One of them is what happened. Here was his version of the events I want you to respond to. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I think there's a barricade that's been there that denies access for emergency vehicles as well as access for water protectors to exercise their First Amendment right. So last night what the water protectors wanted to do was to open up the access. They started to move a vehicle that was burned on the bridge, and law enforcement came with some aggression that we haven't seen before. And if you think about all the confrontations that have been taking place, the water protectors never increase any force. They've always been unarmed, and they've always been making a stance and trying to express their concerns with their voices. The force that's being used now has been heightened, and it seems like every time something happens, law enforcement or the Dakota Access Pipeline uses more and more force, and it's starting to cause a grave concern for everybody. You know, they're starting to use water cannons in temperatures that are below freezing, and these water cannons were used, the Martin County Sheriff said, to put out fires. We have reports as well as video where the water cannons were used directly on human beings, and this is with temperature below freezing. So there's a heightened risk for hypothermia. Because of that, you know, the law enforcement is no longer using I don't know how they call it, non-lethal actions or non-lethal weapons. These are lethal weapons now, and we're seeing projectiles being targeted or aimed at people's heads, and we have wounds where people got shot in the face with projectiles, rubber bullets, or whatever they're using. That is a lethal act. The weapon may be non-lethal, but the way it's being used is starting to get more and more serious, to where law enforcement is using way too much force, way too much aggression, and they're putting people's lives at risk now.
All right, your response to that, Lieutenant Iverson?
Well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk to you right now. My tongue is getting awfully sore from biting that entire time. But I, you know what, I don't want to get into a match against Chairman Archambault, but I do want to point out a few inconsistencies. Man, I don't even know where to begin with that. But one, law enforcement did not come there with aggression. We've been at that police line since October 27th. We've been maintaining that. It's only when they, the rioters, come up to that police line with aggression and attempt to breach it that forces us into taking action. I don't know what he expects or what anyone expects us to do other than take action when somebody's trying to breach the line and get through, plain and simple. They're not just getting those vehicles off as a favor to law enforcement. That does us no favors. They've been warned and commanded several times to get off the bridge. Don't tamper with those vehicles. And day in and day out, they keep coming on that bridge and threatening to hook up those vehicles and pull them off. They're trying to gain access to the north and to breach our lines, and that's unacceptable. We've been there. We've been holding that line. Nobody forced them out of the camps to come up to the police line and cause a confrontation with the police. We're not going any further south. They came up to us. So we need to kind of remember that. Once again, a water cannon, not a water cannon, fire truck. But I know we're kind of mincing words there. And of course, yes, the water was used on the agitators to get them to disperse, to get out of there for the protection, so they did not continue their antics of trying to breach that line. There's no hiding behind that, but that water was used. But once again,
hold on, Paul. We're going to a break here. We'll finish on the other side of the break, and I know there's some calls for you as well. Lieutenant Tom Iverson, North Dakota Highway Patrol. I thought the line in that was pretty interesting. We wanted to open up that access, as if, you know, you can just go onto private property and, you know, go onto a bridge that's been deemed unsafe by the DOT. Oh, yeah, that's called breaking the law, Mr. Chairman. Unbelievable. More after this.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. In this week's Safety Minute, NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're in kind of the middle of the excitement of the hunt, and you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously that weapon's there to kill. And unfortunately, 1,000 times a year, it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you and don't shoot behind you. And there's so many things. And I think talking just simple things like communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, I will not be behind the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be winging my way with 70 fine listeners of What's on Your Mind in New York City for a couple of days of Christmas bliss, pre-Christmas bliss. That's what we're going to be doing there, plus watching a little UND hockey as they take on Boston College in the Madison Square Garden. But we're going to Fox and Friends to help them do the weather. And we're going to be at a Broadway show in the Rockettes Christmas Spectacular. And we're going to see the Christmas tree be lit up at Rockefeller Square. Oh, my gosh, we're going to have fun. So really looking forward to that. And we have a lot of fine guest hosts sitting in for me while I'm gone. And we're going to have a lot of fun between now and when I'm gone. In fact, on Thanksgiving Day, a little reprise of our conversation on Veterans Day with some great vets to thank them, and looking forward to that. And then Friday I'll be live from West Acres. I thought I'd go out there and just get in the middle of all the shopping craziness on Friday, and we're going to talk also a little bit about Norway, and Sheriff Paul Laney will join us too to update what's going on here and talk a little bit about folks like Lieutenant Iverson and the others that are in harm's way in the middle of this for 104th day over the holidays because of what's going on. We got to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. So looking forward to those conversations. Tomorrow I'll be in Williston and Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall live from a business you probably didn't even know existed in North Dakota, because I didn't until I found out that Congressman Cramer was going to be there doing a Talk Radio Town Hall. So more on that tomorrow. Live from Williston. Back now with Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We just have about 5 minutes left. I know there's some other things you want to respond to from Chairman Archambault, and then we'll go to some calls and questions for you. One question I did want to ask you about, specific to his claim that, you know, you guys have this militarized approach and more aggressive approach towards them, and meanwhile, they're unarmed. Are they unarmed?
Well, to suggest that Chairman Archambault did make that comment that they've always been unarmed, I guess is how he said it. Come on now. Did we forget about the lady who shot 3 rounds at us? Well, other than that, they've been unarmed. Well, can you vouch for everybody down in the camp? Absolutely not. We do have reports and we do have intel and we do have proof of weapons that are out there. And let's not forget the fact that we have been shot at. So do not ever suggest that everybody is unarmed there. That's a lie. And now going back to the water cannon issue, not a water cannon, fire hose. Of course, it was used on the agitators there. I would encourage people to pull up the Unicorn Riot videos. They've been in camps now for quite some time since the beginning. And you'll see that those rioters, those agitators are just hooting and hollering and dancing and just bringing on the water. There's not this innocent a person being standing there getting wet. These guys are jumping around and hooting and hollering and just bringing it on. So to think that it's innocent people that didn't want to be there, that's... I think we can all see through that, but that's not the case.
Roxanne and Maddock for Lieutenant Tom Iverson. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, first of all, me and my family are totally in support of law enforcement out there and what they're doing. We're thankful for this program, for letting us speak on it and stuff and get the truth out. We're just wondering, what is a day like for a law enforcement officer out there? Like, how long are their shifts? How do they get meals? Are they staying overnight? Where do they stay?
Yep, very good question. Multitude of different things. It's a, up to this point now, it's a pretty smooth running machine in regards to meals and having that availability there in hotel rooms in Bismarck, Mandan area to stay. You know, typically the regularly scheduled shifts are going to be 12-hour shifts. Of course, they extend well beyond that many times. And then officers are also subject to code red call-outs where you're on a list where you're subject to call-out. And then, of course, all hands on deck where every officer is requested day off, vacation, doesn't matter. You're requested to respond and help assist. We got to realize the numbers that are out there on behalf of rioters and potential agitators. We're extremely outnumbered. That's something that I won't hide behind. But
so the law enforcement that aren't local, like they stay in hotels then? Like, you know, do they have to pay for their own food, their own lodging? It's like you said, you know, Thanksgiving week.
And they're in hotels, right, Tom?
Yeah, they're going to be in hotels and have meals, most meals provided at staging areas. DES is doing a good job with that. But no, they're not going to be paying for those hotel rooms out of their pocket. Essentially, we know where that money is going to eventually be coming from, which is concerning to North Dakota citizens.
No kidding, Roxanne. Appreciate the call and a great question. Just to ask what they're going through, walk a mile in their shoes and understand that. Morton County and the Burleigh County Sheriff's Office and the Bismarck Police Department have come up with a list of needs. First and foremost, thoughts and prayers for officer safety, but everything from batteries to plastic silverware to energy drinks and sodas and hand warmers and toe warmers. If you send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com, I'll send you the list so you can help. scott@flagfamily.com. Todd and I will put it on the Facebook pages, too, so you can find it there, okay? Lieutenant Iverson, God bless you. Be safe over the Thanksgiving week. We'll talk with you again soon. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskhusfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.